The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, so it's Linda is on assignment today. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 3rd of July. The 3rd of July, my friends. Tomorrow is Independence Day. Even though, as we were told yesterday, it started on the 2nd, and the first notification, but they didn't sign it till the 4th. I kind of like the 4th of July. It's like Bob says. The 4th of July sounds better than the 2nd of July. Hey, this news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor, except only better. They've gotten bigger. Bob, good morning, buddy.
Well, you want the bad news or the good news?
Okay, are we going to go into the world-famous Bob's give us the weather in one word?
Well, the bad news is at 7:06 and 30 seconds, we are already just shy of 80 degrees in Reading.
I know, man. 80 degrees.
Part of that due to this north wind up to 21 miles an hour. It is dry. Gusts up to 26. For the love of, do not be an idiot today.
Do not. Go target shooting. Do not cut grass. Do not do anything like that.
Better yet, just stay in the lazy boy and listen to the radio, okay? High today, however, will be under the 100-degree mark. Tonight's low around 68. Independence Day, sunny and a high near 81. The winds will have tapered off, so if nobody does anything stupid, today and tomorrow will be okay. Trouble is, as Frank Zappa famously said, stupidity is the most abundant thing in the universe. Highs remain in the 90s throughout the week, starts warming up again as we head towards the weekend with highs right around the century mark all the way through next Monday. Again, right now in Reading, 79 degrees, pushing up towards 80. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A business in Anderson, and of course Anderson explodes tonight, but not at Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to explode over. Yeah, we hope. No, it's going to explode over at the fairgrounds, but Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned by a veteran, a distinguished veteran, Chuck Kenny, and his wife, Judy, have built this business, and it's just a great business. And, in fact, he's going to be on the show here soon to talk about his trip over to he also had a trip. He had a trip to Tibet or Nepal and a few other things to help people over there, which is what they do a lot. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Hey, sad news this morning, buddy. The Reading fire chief,
yeah.
Jerry Gray.
How about that?
54 years old. Died in his sleep. And, you know, three children. He was very proud of his children. And you know what? He was always on social media. He did something. He was out there talking all the time on social media.
Very
talking
vibrant
about his people.
Individual.
Oh, my gosh, 54. Now, here's something that let me tell you what my recollections of the chief are. One, he loved this town. He's been on our show several times. He loved this town. He loved the men and women that worked for him. And he was so concerned. You know, we were short firefighters, as we have been. And he knew that if there was a big fire, like say, and when I say a big fire, like a a motel fire. Do you remember that? No, yeah. What even the wildfire? He said like a motel fire. And it went to alarm, and which means is, you know, three engines or something. But when it hit two alarm, that at that point, if just using his assets, he says we couldn't or three alarm. He says we could not have put out a fire in a Dempsey dumpster.
Yeah, we
remember that.
Zero reserves.
We have zero reserves at that point. Now we're trying to call on people from CAL FIRE and other things.
They got their own problems,
but
right?
They've got their own problems. He said, but he was really concerned about this. He talked about this, And here's a man that just added so much to the fabric of our community. And in his sleep, 54. Anyway, God bless his family, and our thoughts and prayers are going out to them. The heart attacks, you know, when you read about heart attacks, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I do not know what caused it. Okay, first of all, but people dying in their sleep early in the morning, it says early in the morning, it reminds me of the, you know, they use these figures that there's so many heart attacks between the hours of 3 and 5 in the morning, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning.
And when you think there's no help to be had for a lot of times.
And, you know, that your blood pressure goes up in the, you know, early in the morning there. And so you say you're dying in bed between 3 and 5. So I'm thinking about starting a routine that I get up at 2:45 in the morning.
Right.
I go lay down on the floor until 5:15. And then I get up, get back in bed, except at that point it's time to get up and go to work. I don't know. Do you think that's not going to help, probably.
For a while, my cat was waking me up at about 3 a.m., and then the brain would start working. You know how the wheels begin to turn?
No, my wheels
you
don't
start
turn.
Thinking no. about stuff.
My heart beats, but my wheels don't turn. You know, that's true, because every so often, Elk Killer gives me the old 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Elk Killer.
Now
we go
I'm
out. We go out, and I stand. But if you know, here's what I look at. If I stand there at the door, if I walk down the steps and sit down out there, I'm up for a little bit.
The toggle switch is flipped.
Yeah, that's kind of like, okay, it does. That'll take me like 10 minutes to get back to sleep. But if I just stand at the door with one eye closed, and she comes back in, I close the door, I walk back in, I can go right back to sleep. I mean, as long, I don't know what it is, but I do have to keep one eye closed. If I open both eyes, it takes me longer.
It's all over.
It's kind of like if one eye closes, like, this isn't really happening. I'm just kind of like, I'm not thinking, this isn't happening. This, I am not up at 3:30 in the
I'm
morning
really
taking
dreaming.
This dog out that I took out. You know what? And I know she's going to do it when, at night, she walks over there. You know, she gets up. She's sleeping on the floor. She gets up, walks over to her water bowl, and drinks for like an hour. And then she comes back, and I say, hey, want to go out? And she just flops back on her bed. But I know when she wants to go out, and it'll be at like 3:30 in the morning. She gets up, gives me the and you can hear walking across. As soon as you hear walking across the floor,
oh boy, here we go.
Tick 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 tick, and then somebody gets up on the side of the bed, you know, with their little paws and goes.
Oh now, yeah, the saddest sound in the world.
Just a little. Do you think she gets up on Linda's side?
No.
You know, there's been times that I've actually said, okay, I'm just going to lay here, and maybe Linda will wake up. She has never once failed to outweigh me. There's times, that's not true. She'll get up with them. She'll get up with her a lot. But the dog comes to my side.
Mm-hmm.
If the dog goes over to her side for some reason, she'll get up. But that's very rare. She's, you know, dogs are creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
So she just comes over to my side.
Yeah, Mocha is absolutely Brenda's dog. But when there's something of that nature, I get the nudge, I get the cold nose, I get the whine, you know.
Hey, how would you like it so that if you had a bunch of friends and a place where you went to and, you know, where you really enjoyed yourself, and then all of a sudden your friends want to stop talking to you and they wanted to, and they said if you're invited to places, they're not going to be there. And they actually, other people there in your social circle said, you know what, if they're going to be there, I need to know. So I could go to a safe place.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm getting ready to tell you that this has happened. This has happened. And who it happened to. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. You know, it's 79 degrees right now. And as Bob says, it's only going up to 97 today. But this weekend is going to be in the hundreds. Have you had Alliance Heated and Air check your thermostat, check the filters, check your air ducts to make sure everything's working? If you haven't, you're silly. Give them a call, 221-2642. If you're having any type of problem, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Coming of the Lord, he is. vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Have you ever tried ordering flowers from a 1-800 company, only to be disappointed by what shows up? Why not try us? We are Liberty Florist at 810 Lake Boulevard. We are Master Florist certified, delivered to all the Reading and surrounding areas, and our top priorities are customer service and the quality in our products. If you'd like $50 worth of flowers, that's what you'll get. No service fees, no middleman. So call us, Liberty Florist, at 768-1544. Check us out at libertyfloristreading.com or stop by at 810 Lake Boulevard.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Is this your stuff,
Ashley?
This is the stuff we've had in our collection.
Oh, wow. This is great.
This I
is
put like this in Boston our collection Pops. Years ago. Yes, it is.
Boston Pops going for it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, everybody. It's 20 minutes after the hour, 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Think about freedom. Think about the Constitution. Think about all the amendments, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Well, Bastiani Arms supports the Second Amendment totally. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. It's the only place I go to buy my firearms for Linda and I. Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and Sarah pride themselves on the customer service that they have, the high level of customer service, and having every type of accessory you could possibly want. And Seth Stokes teaching CCW, hunter safety, and more. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. It opened at 9 o'clock today, in fact. Okay, I was talking about what happens if, because of something you believe in, you say something you believe in, that all of a sudden you start getting shunned. It happened. It happens in Martha's Vineyard, of all places. Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. Now, you know Dershowitz. He's on Fox and on many other channels. And Dershowitz is a liberal. He's a liberal Democrat. I mean, he describes himself like that. He voted for Hillary Clinton. He stumped for Hillary Clinton. He gave her lots of money. But he's also a man of conscience, and he knows what the Constitution is. He says they're trying to eject him from Martha's Vineyard by shunning him. He's former friends, or he thought were friends, have refused to have anything to do with him. They have they say if he comes to a party, and this is a distinguished professor from a very prestigious university, says if he's invited, I'm not coming. And they've kind of gotten together. So now he says because I said I criticized a special counsel Mueller's investigation of alleged collusion with Russia due to constitutional, you know, and very important constitutional rights, that these guys here are that what I said about the Constitution might help Trump. So they're shunning me and trying to ban me from their social life on Martha's Vineyard.
They will turn on their own if anything gets in the way of their reality distortion field.
Okay, now, you want to get into the snowflakes? You know that people don't like to be called that. Well, one of them, an academic, and I told you about that, so he would not attend any dinner or party which I was invited. He and others have demanded trigger warnings so that they can be, get this, trigger warnings, so they can be assured of having safe spaces in which they will not encounter me or my ideas. Others have said they will discontinue contributions to organizations that sponsor my talks. Wow. He said, you know what? Welcome to McCarthyism in Martha's Vineyard.
What a bunch of soap bubbles.
I can't believe this. I wonder if the professor who refuses to listen to anything I have to say also treats his students similarly.
But
you know what Dershowitz says? Hey, you know what? You can ostracize me. I will not change my views as a result of these attempts to ostracize me, but there are some who may remain silent for fear of being shunned. Silence is not my style. Cowardness is not my philosophy. I tend to speak up when I disagree with Republicans. I tend to speak up when I disagree with Democrats.
In other words, he's a logical liberal, which this species is rare, but it's been seen in the wild.
Well, he's a liberal Democrat who is a law professor who understands what the Constitution is. And he says this is not right. Right now he says Maxine Waters is one. He is saying things about she is doing this totally wrong. He says I'm not backing off on any of these. But see, this is where the Democrats, this is where their idea of fairness and the ability to listen to other ideas. Because he has said this, even though he is a liberal Democrat, has voted the Democrats all the way, they are going to just shun him, trying to force him out of his home in Martha's Vineyard. Because, you know what, you're supporting Trump. And then there is another case of another Trump cabinet member being confronted in the restaurant again. You know, this whole thing has reached a point where, you know, you talk about violence. If I was a cabinet member or somebody at Sarah Sanders Huckabee, who now, by the way, has Secret Service protection, you know, thank you to the media out there. I would have to be thinking, if I'm a cabinet member and I'm eating at a restaurant and some person's walking at me, I'd have to think about, am I carrying a gun? Is my hand on this gun? Right now, I'm here with my family, and this person's walking at me. Like, you know, 999 times out of 1,000, somebody's just going to walk at me. I think you're doing your job wrong. I'd like, just let me have my dinner and walk away. Okay, I've listened to you. Take a hike. Or are they going to do something? Are they going to try and assault you?
Yeah.
I mean, this is where the Democrats have gone to. They talk about, you know, the far right wing protesters, you know, and what happened in Charlottesville. That was horrible. That was horrible. The guy driving through the crowd. You know what? He deserves a death sentence. Killing people and just for the whole thing. But there were people on both sides during that time that were doing things that weren't right. What he did, of course, was horrible. But then you get into these people that are, you know, that start attacking people. And, like, what happened to Sarah Sanders Huckabee? You know what? You don't want me to eat at your restaurant. That's fine. That's your choice. And I want to walk out. But then to follow her to the next restaurant and keep harassment going, even though she wasn't there.
Yeah.
This is where the Democrats have gotten to. And I'm not saying Republicans by any means are perfect. But this is where we've gotten to. The whole Democratic opposition, with not one good idea. Let's do away with ICE, okay? And what are you going to, you know, how are you going to take care of, who's going to, you know, immigration, customs enforcement, who's going to do that? Oh, we've got to start from the beginning. Let's just do away and but with no ideas. See, here's the party of the Democrats. I want Senator Warren to run for office. I want her to run for president because she is such a good soundbite person, but not one time have I heard her come up with an idea to replace these things, she says.
We have entered an era, and this is both sides, sadly, present administration included,
yeah,
of bumper sticker policies.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get it in a soundbite, then it's not true. It's not going to happen. It didn't happen. Look at Trey Gowdy the other day. He took on Rubenstein and the other guy, and he had some super soundbites. You know, this is biased, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't turn around and use his time to look at him and says, this is what the FBI agent sent. This is part of the thousands of texts he sent. And he sent all these against Trump. Yet you have him investigating Trump. And you had him there in the room when Hillary Clinton was being questioned with nobody taking notes during the meeting,
mm-hmm,
in the sense of there was no stenographer. She was not under oath. She could say anything she wants. Hey, look, the moon's red today.
Yeah.
She could have said anything. All these things. And then they say, well, there was no bias. He could have used that time to ask like four really hard questions there. But instead he's been all over the news from those sound bites.
Yeah.
It was beautifully said, but not, you know, the only thing they said there, they looked at him and listened, you know, just looked at him. Because that was his time to make his statement.
Because I did not support Ms. Clinton, I was branded as a blind Trump follower idiot, and I do not support a lot of the policies of Mr. Trump and company. However, when taken as a whole, when analyzing logically, I lean into more of the conservative side because it has at least a beginning of a basis of reality, as opposed to people who want to offer all this free stuff with no clue of where it comes from.
You know, the things that are being said, the things that are being done, I just find it's like there's no governor on them. Roseanne Barr says something about Susan Rice. It was terrible. She gets fired, destroyed, even though they're going to bring the show back. Because it's money, really, when it gets down to it. But all these other people say things about Huckabee and Ivanka Trump. And, I mean, terrible things.
Throwing a 12-year-old boy in a cage with a pedophile.
Yeah.
And that gets a pass.
It got a pass. It absolutely got a pass because, hey, they're releasing the movie. And Peter Fonda, who is probably his brain is addled by drugs anyway, but still, he got a pass for it. Oh, that's terrible, but he got a pass. Roseanne Barr says it, and she's finished. A White House aide, and this is thankful that they didn't fire him for it, says, doesn't matter what McCain says, he's dying. Okay, that's very thoughtless, maybe even a little bit of cruel to the family. But guess what? It's true. He is dying, and he hasn't been voting. But the point is when you tweet that out there, I mean, you know, at least there was something that happened. The intern in the Capitol that yells across the Capitol rotunda when Trump's there, Mr. President, F you. She lost her credentials. Did she get fired? No.
She got suspended. You know, she was young. You know, she was just caught up in the moment. Caught up in the moment of working in the Capitol for a senator, Democrat senator, by the way, to yell F you at the president in the rotunda.
On this...
What, you know, what's happening here?
On this eve of the celebration of the event that founded this nation, this is the point at which we find ourselves?
Where has... You know what? We had some real firebrands that founded this nation. They got in a room and they did not agree. They wrote the Constitution.
They wrote
the amendments, you know, the our Bill of Rights. They wrote these things. And then, not the amendments, but the Bill of Rights. And to tell us, these are people that battered, you know, what didn't even, some of them, you know, they wouldn't even talk to each other. But they got together to do this.
But they didn't run off to their safe
space. They did not run. They didn't have a safe space. You know what the safe space was? This was just our country. We've come to this point where if you say something, you agree that, oh, we're just going to shun you like a bad movie from the 30s. Oh, they're shunned. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. It's 7:33 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did we see it?
Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked, plus Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concerts Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Now, you may think that was the Boston Pops or some major, you know, major orchestra out there, but that is from Redding's local own band. And I'm here with Ashley Estes, who, you know, being honest about everything, is one of our producers, but she's also in this band. Tell us about this. This is going to be tomorrow night at Freedom.
Yep, at the Freedom Festival. And we've been practicing for last night, the night before, and tonight for tomorrow night's event.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be playing starting around 7:30 or so, uh-huh, all the way to almost 9 o'clock. And we've collected basically every piece of patriotic music in the North State for this group to play. Some of the pieces, we're doing an Armed Forces salute.
Okay.
And that came from the Red Bluff Community Band. That music is on loan from them. And we've got some from the conductor's own personal. We got a lot from Shasta College. We were rehearsing, uh-huh, last night at Shasta College. It's what you're listening to. And Dr. Corbin actually came back. He has since moved north, but he actually came back for this spree of rehearsals and performance so he can perform with this group one last time.
Wow. That's great. And that was you all. That was your recording of you all playing?
Yes, that was last night's rehearsal.
That was great.
That was our second time playing it. So.
That was great.
It was fun.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? If it's, what time are they going to start shooting the fireworks? Do we know?
10 a.m. is their standard.
10 p.m.
Okay. 10 p.m.
That's, yeah,
p.m.
full dark. Yeah. So you can see it.
And that's the same thing for Anderson Explodes tonight. Of course,
I do
there.
Know Anderson Explodes is tonight. I'm not.
It's at 10. I think it's at 10 p.m. too. So you can go to both of these and just have a full dose of fireworks and festivities and celebrating our Day of Independence. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You pretty well hit this morning about our government. You know, the thing that I seem to understand myself is that once people get into the House and the Senate and into the government, they seem to be on their own pedestal. And they use the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence for their own purpose. It's not for the people anymore of the United States. And until the people of the United States gets enough backbone and enough legs, or whatever you want to call it, to stand up and do something and vote these people out of office, we will not change this problem. I don't care, Democrat or Republican, they're both the same. It's them and only them.
Well,
it has nothing to do with the people anymore.
Well, you know what? I think that when we elect somebody, the first question it should be is not what you're going to do for your party. What are you going to do for the people of the United States of America? That's the only litmus test there should be. What are you going to do for the people of our country? Are you going to protect them? Are you going to protect our borders? Are you going to build our infrastructure? Are you going to make sure kids have a good education or provide the assets so they can have a good education? You know, things like this that helps continue make us strong. You know, an economy that works, you know, a
tax law that's that's fair, and it doesn't take a PhD in economics to figure out your tax returns. You know, these are just simple things that people want. And I don't care if they're liberal or conservative. They all want those same things, and that's what we need to have.
Well, you know, I grew up as a young kid. My family was Democrat. I changed to Republican once I got to Northern California. And in between that and now, I'm back to just the U.S. citizen voter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people do not like that because they don't know what side of the fence I stand on. When I go vote, I do my diligence by looking and finding out who is the best person to run for this office. And that's the way I vote. I don't vote party line because the person maybe in my party isn't worth the hoot to put an X in front of their name.
Well, it's true. Okay, Bob, I think a lot of people agree with you. We need people, like I said, litmus test is what are you going to do for the fabric of our country, not what you're going to do for yourself or your party. Thanks, Bob.
Half the people that vote can't read the ballot. And on the ballot half the time, they're not supposed to, but they confuse you on what the answers are.
Yep, they do, the way it's written. The whole thing.
Yeah. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day. Hey, you know something, you know, but Bob said something. He says, well, people vote, you know, when they vote, they don't even, it's not clear, especially when you get into your propositions because of the way they're written. You know, here's the thing is we still have people that don't vote. We have thousands. We have over half. We have like close to 45%, 60% or more that don't vote. I watched something called The Free State of Jones. The other night, it's a movie about, and it's based on true facts about blacks and whites in southern Mississippi, I think it was Mississippi, that banded together during the Civil War because they were being taken, they were being attacked from both sides, you know, and they were, all their stuff was being taken, you know, this comes to the army to fight. Well, anyway, they took a stand and they took over like a whole county or three counties down there in the swamps and all this. But the bottom line on it was that they were trying to stand up for themselves. But the other thing was after the war, getting people to vote when the blacks got the vote. And that was, you know, we have people that don't vote today. Back then, if you just were signing people up, they hung you. And we saw this during the civil rights, you know, march days where those three young men were taken out and killed and buried in the side of a levee. When you see things like this and you go out again, we're talking about July 4th. We're talking about our Day of Independence. We're talking about all those hundreds and hundreds, millions of men and women who have fought for our right to vote, and we still don't do it. And here it is going to be July 4th. And we still have people that don't vote because it's too hard. But nobody says, Ashley, if you're going to go out and vote, I'm going to kill you. If you go out there, I'm going to set off a bomb that's going to kill you. And yet, you know, if somebody said that, you'd go, well, I think I'm just going to stay at home today. They don't do that in other countries.
You were there.
I was there. I saw
the purple fingers.
The purple fingers.
Proud women who got that right and literally risked their lives.
And people were killed. People were killed that day. Hundreds were killed that day. That the only thing they wanted to do was vote because they had the right to vote for the first time in Iraq. Quick before we take a break, I wanted to say this. You know, yesterday the president was again being cauterized. Is that when they put hot brands on you
to stop the
bleeding and all this? No, he was being attacked again. Oh, those five newspapermen, how come we're not flying? You didn't fly the flag at half, you know, mass and blah, 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 blah. That's because this morning the President Trump has said, our nation shares the sorrow of those affected by the shooting at the Capitol Gazette. So today, my friends, fly the United States flags at half staff until sunset on Tuesday, July 3rd, honoring the shooting victims of the Capitol Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. So he has made that proclamation. See, you know, here's again, you know, people are just If there's any way at all to attack this administration, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. There is no win.
That one guy from ABC News that broke, that said, it was just totally false about Trump and a Russian meeting and all this. They found out it was false and he was suspended. Well, they just fired him. Well, he's moved on. He's resigned, and he and his producer, because it's the producer that does these things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's gone. But see, here's an example of it. If they took every newspaper reporter or media reporter and fired them or suspended them because of things they've said, it might be a good time for people to step up in the news business, because all those other people are going to be suspended. They've got openings for new people. Maybe people with a conscience. Maybe people with integrity is.
Ah, come on. This guy will be working over at John Stewart next week.
Well, could be. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Stop in at 1845 California Street, their newest branch. Look at the new hours, the new things they're doing. But, again, the great way that they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, Yankee Doodle do or die. A real life nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. As you
There's
can tell,
there's a feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle.
Gene
it's
Kelly.
That patriotic something that no one can
okay.
understand.
Okay, I can see that now. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, we're going to be playing a lot of this today because tomorrow, of course, is the Day of Independence, the 4th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training in Reading. Over 21,000 square feet of cardio strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Sign up for free for a free week at edfitness.com. Located right there on Athens Avenue. Okay. Hey, a couple other things we were talking about. Now, here's one of our chat room friends who says that, you know, that she goes down to the farmer's market, and she says that people, even the growers are saying things have changed this year. People, you know, are trying to buy stuff before they're open, and they get angry if you don't want to sell it to them because while you're still trying to set up. She said, you know, and she says they've all noticed something that's happened this year. You know, has our country, has our community just gotten meaner? I've noticed that that I have a relative, a cousin, whom I haven't seen. I think I've talked about her before, 30 years, at least, maybe longer. And it's not that, you know, we saw each other a lot when we were growing up, but she is very, very anti-Trump. And puts out things that are just even wrong. When I see it, I go down and I check it on Fact Check and things like this. Totally wrong. So I point that out to her. And she never comes back and says, well, you know what, you Trump, you know, you're just a Trump misogynist. You know, she never says that. She's never like that. But I see the things she writes. And then I see other things, people that I know that we hang around with here in town that will write things that are just totally wrong. Totally wrong. And I will point that out. He's not my president. And I go back and I say, well, yes, he is. Just like Obama was mine. And just like Clinton was mine. He's yours. But then I think about it. And most of the time I just erase that stuff off because it really doesn't make any difference. It's not going to change their minds. And the only thing it does is it make me feel better to say things like that.
Yes. It just ups the ante.
Yeah, it does. It does. But then it ups the ante. And I've actually had one time the person come back to me and thank me for giving them the true scoop. And that's kind of cool, you know, when you see something happening. But, you know, it's just that people seem to be more in the mood to fight, more in the mood to be angry. They want to be angry, it seems. You know, and maybe I'm part of this, too. You know, when I see this thing about, you know, people marching, you know, about separating families. You know, and I point out that, you know, that this is, you know, the headline was totally wrong, but they have a right to do that. Absolutely have a right to do that, and I celebrate their right to do that. I've spent a long time in my life, you know, making sure that right stays here in our country. However, the idea that people now, and I'm just wondering, is this anger also in the streets, and the reason we have so many things going on in the streets, or is that just strictly drug-fueled? If there's just an anger there. No, that these things happen because it's drugs, or is it other things?
I think it is a combination of frustrations, and the media is certainly not helping in the least with the whipping up into a frenzy over anything. You know, when I was a newsman, I'm now a recovering journalist. If it bleeds, it leads.
It goes to meetings 5 days a week.
And now it has to bleed in order to be, you know, and we're talking about emotional as well as physical.
Okay, yeah, two things I want to hit here. We got some people calling, too. Two things. They found the Thai soccer team, the boys and their coach.
They're all young kids. That's the good news. Bad news is they can't get them out. They're down deep in this cave, maybe 600, 700 feet below the ground, maybe 2 miles back in. And they found them. They're in a place in an underwater cavern. The water's up, I think, to their knees. But they're okay. I mean, in that place. The other one is that they found them so they can get food to them. And they said, you know, they may have to wait till October till the water recedes. But now they're having some heavy rain, so now they're concerned it could be filling us up. Meanwhile, they've got people, and they've got the Thai SEALs in there. These guys are highly trained divers and rescue guys. And it took them, they said it was so difficult getting to them because they were like, the place was so narrow, underwater. So here's an alternative is to take these kids and put them in scuba gear and bring them back out through this. None of the kids can swim. Not that you really need to swim, you know, to dive. I mean, it helps, but, you know, as long as you keep your head about you. But these are kids, and now they're really concerned. So because now is how deep is that water going to be? At what point do we have to try and take them out of here? Do we sedate them somehow? You know, and you're talking about the scuba gear, and I'm thinking about just a regular tank to get through some of these really. And if I, you know what? My idea of cave diving is one of those big caves, you know, that I go in and I'm looking at I'm looking out. I've been trained in cave diving. You know, you can do this. I mean, it takes things like extra air, ropes, all types of things to be able to successfully go into a cave because so many people die doing that. But just thinking about it, and I learned how to do it only because I had to learn how to do it. But I never went out. So, let's just go cave diving today, guys. No, never did that. Expert divers die doing this. So they've got these kids in here, and now they're going to try. So good news is they found them. They've given them food. They got water. It's getting them out.
Yeah, my brother and his wife go cenote diving. I mean, you crazy.
I tell you what. I've helped recover people who went cave diving in a hole in New Mexico. There's a place called Blue Hole, and at the bottom there was caves. And now across the openings are these heavy grate, you know, metal grates that nobody can get through. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
You know, we're hanging in here, Rob. It's the day before Independence Day.
It's a fantastic day to be an American.
It's always a great day to be an American, Rob. Okay, yep. What's up?
Hey, just a thought on why everybody is so angry. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that conservatives are really starting to wake up and actually challenge the false narratives that are out there in whatever medium you find, whether it's the news or the entertainment. And so if you're fed this constant diet of the news is saying things are this way or the entertainers are saying this way, but reality is showing you that it's not really the way that the entertainers or in the news people are telling you, then people are going to get upset about that. So if you go back to Bush, when he was the president, anytime somebody said something negative about him, he would always say that he was taking the high road. He would never, you know, challenge
you're right.
what other people
you're
say.
Right. Yeah.
And now here comes Trump where he's saying, you know what, that's total baloney. And this is the actual truth of the matter.
Uh-huh.
And we're not going to tolerate you people telling these false narratives about me. And people don't like that. Now that the truth is being defended by somebody.
And you know what? And then they're finding out that the things he's saying is true in many
right.
cases, as opposed, you know, you're absolutely right, Rob, because, and we've got to run right here, but we had Karl Rove on our show a few years ago, and he said the biggest mistake we made was when the false narrative came out about Katrina and other things that, and about going into Iraq, he says we took the high road, and it was a total mistake, which you just pointed out, so.
Oh, hey, have a happy 4th of July, and God bless America.
God bless America, Rob. You know, he's right about that. You know, what Rob said was because Karl Rove, I don't know if you were here for that one, Bob.
I was. Yeah.
Okay, remember what he said? He said, we let them say all these lies, and we did not fight back on it. He says, and that changed the whole dichotomy for the rest of his time there. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back to the Neighborhood Police Unit. ¶¶
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Mitch Thomason. They're still trapped deep within a flooded cave, but they're no longer alone. 12 young boys and their soccer coach, far underground in Thailand, have been in frequent contact with rescuers who located them last night. Correspondent Tasani Verfonza reports there's several options being considered to get them out of there.
Potential one is to basically bring them out from the way they came in, but that is quite difficult. The cave is flooded, and they have to dive. None of them are divers, and so that's one of the options, but quite a challenging option.
They're also looking for other safe passageways out of the caves. 13 have been trapped for 10 days. Ahead of his meeting with NATO allies in Brussels next week, President Trump has fired off letters to Norway and several other countries. He's demanding that they recommit to military spending. The president has met with four potential Supreme Court nominees as he prepares to announce his pick next week.
The White House won't say who they are.
Well, it wasn't me, so I can clear that up.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, hours after the president, said he still has more interviews to conduct before picking a nominee in the next few days.
I'll be meeting with two or three more.
Among the things Sanders says he's not asking, their views on Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion 45 years ago.
He's not going to discuss specific cases with those nominees.
Sanders notes the president is pro-life, but would not say if he wants to see Roe overturned. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The mayor of Annapolis, Maryland, says employees of the Capital Gazette will be marching in the city's 4th of July parade. Five newspaper employees were killed on Thursday when a gunman shot them in the newsroom. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow is up about 35 points. The Nasdaq, 6 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Austria's government and German Chancellor Merkel's coalition partners raising questions about a deal aimed at ending the crisis over migration. Vienna suggests it will do what it will take to secure its borders.
In a statement, Austria's government said it wanted clarification of Germany's position, but it warned, without giving details, that it would take measures to protect its southern borders with Italy and Slovenia if the German deal goes ahead. That could risk a domino effect in Europe if the number of migrants increases. Migrant numbers are currently very low. Spot checks along the borders by joint patrols of Austrian and German police and Austrian and Italian police already take place. Migrants who are caught at the borders are frequently sent back.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. China issuing a safety warning to its citizens traveling to the U.S. amid rising tension between the two countries over accusations of unfair trading practices and other disputes. Townhall.com. A young child has died a couple of days after an attack on her birthday party.
Prosecutors have charged Timmy Kinner with murder after a 3-year-old girl, one of six children stabbed in a knife attack on her birthday party, died Monday. Three adults were also wounded in the attack Saturday evening as they held the girl's birthday party at an apartment complex in Boise, Idaho. The victims are refugees from Syria, Iraq, and Ethiopia. The 30-year-old Kinner has an extensive criminal record and had been kicked out of the complex the day before the attack. He's being held without bond. I'm Tim McGuire.
An analysis of satellite data suggests that North Korea may be continuing its nuclear and missile activities despite its pledge to denuclearize. This just 3 weeks after the landmark summit between the U.S. and North Korea, and ahead of the impending trip to the North by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. On the 3rd of July, the day before Independence Day, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, expanded walk-in humidor, same great, great service, open 7 days a week. Bob, what's it look like? Besides the fact it's 79 or 80 degrees right now at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, it is. Still holding at 79 degrees. And, in fact, depending on who you ask, I went to another service and got a completely different number, but we won't worry about that.
46 degrees.
That says it's 73, which I do not believe.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah. Sunny hot today, high right around the century mark. The big concern, of course, the winds gusting up to 26 miles an hour. That means we've got fire danger with red flags waving all over the place. Don't be a moron, okay? Yeah. And I would define that as firing up the lawnmower at 2 o'clock this afternoon, all right? Don't do it. Clear tonight, low right around 70. Sunny tomorrow, the high near 91, a positive cooling trend, if you will. 64 for Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny, high near 92. And then as we head into the weekend, temperatures creep back up to right around the 100-degree mark right now in downtown Reading. I'm going to call it 79 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's going to be in the hundreds this weekend, Bob. Just say it. It's going to slam past 99, go hop up into the hundreds because I'm out all weekend teaching.
It won't be as bad as it was this past weekend. Well, yesterday was pretty darn toasty, you got to admit, and over the weekend.
You know, it was. I don't know why it seemed so hot yesterday.
One reason it seemed hot, I forgot and turned off the pump on my swamp cooler. It got a little bad.
Hey, while we're going on with the show, would you look up on the internet and find out what kind of bugs are eating my cucumbers? it's really hurting my. This is my first year attempting to grow anything. There's something that's eating the leaves on my cucumber plants. Hey, we're honored here to have Sergeant Chris Smirnos with us here from the Reading Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate taking the time to come talk to us today.
Well, you know what? I know you're busy out there, but we do get you in air conditioning, at least for the moment, and we'll get you all fired up for the rest of the day. Chris is the OIC, or the, well, I guess it'd be officer in charge, of the Neighborhood Police Unit.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about you first. Are you a local boy? Or you've been. Did you come in here knowing what a great place Reading was?
Well, it was kind of a, quite honestly, a roll of the dice, if you will, that I ended up in Reading. My wife and I both grew up in a small town called Grass Valley, which is a couple hours away from here.
Yeah,
and then,
we know where that's at.
Our life circumstances took us down to the Central Coast. I became a police officer in Santa Maria back in 2002. And then once my wife finished up college, we decided we wanted to come back up north. We knew we didn't really want to land back in Grass Valley. We wanted to be in a little bit, larger town. So we opened up a map, look who was hiring for police officers, and we saw Reading.
There you go.
And here we are. We've been here since 2003. So it's been an interesting trip to get up here.
2003. Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, you've been here for a long time.
About 15 years.
Yeah. Yep. Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop, owns the Fly Shop, he and his wife. He did the same thing. He opened up a map.
Yeah.
And because he was a very, very successful pharmaceutical guy. And I think he's the one that brought in ibuprofen. If you can imagine that. You know, because ibuprofen hasn't been with us forever. And he looked at it and he looked at the map and picked Reading the same way. And has been here ever since. Wow. Came up here and opened up the fly shop.
Yeah.
So,
well, if I was going to open up a fly fishing business, I would think our community would certainly be a good spot to do it. So.
Have you ever looked back since you came up here?
Oh, no. Ever since we moved up here, one of the things that really drew me to this town after I became a police officer here was how much community support we had. Where I worked before, you were used to driving on patrol and having people flipping you off and not being very friendly towards the police. And then it was a much different attitude in this town when I moved up here. So I realized very quickly that this is where we wanted to put down roots and raise our family, and this is where I wanted to finish out my career. So I haven't looked back at all.
In Reading, we wave with all of our fingers.
Yes, yes, you do.
All of our fingers, we use that in the wave, not just part of them. Well, not all the time, I guess.
Most of the time, some
of the people you see, I mean, yeah, you know, probably not as happy to see you as we are.
And every now and again.
Now and then. Hey, you're in charge of the neighborhood police unit.
Correct.
We talked a little bit about this before the show started, but what exactly is the neighborhood police unit, and what makes you different?
So the neighborhood police unit is, we fall under the field operations umbrella, if you will. So that's our field operations is our patrol officers, our traffic unit, our DUI officer. It's the kind of the first responders that respond to your calls for service. We work under that division, but our mission's a little bit different because we don't respond to calls for service the same way our patrol officers do. So if you were involved in a traffic collision or if you were going to report a theft or a disturbance, those calls would be fielded to our patrol officers, and they're that first line. They're the, mm-hmm. you know, when you call 911, they're the ones that respond. So the NPU officers have, they're free from responding to those types of calls for service. Now they'll help out if there's, you know, a particularly heinous call or if it's really busy, mm-hmm. then they'll hop on and they're more than happy to help those guys out. But generally, we have the time to attack neighborhood issues. If there's a problem house, they have time to conduct surveillance and write search warrants and do things that our patrol officers wouldn't have time to do. We also have time to proactively patrol the river trail and the parks on our various – we have the all-terrain motorcycles or our
– Are you the guys that did the sweep this past weekend?
So that was actually done by a segment of our patrol force. Mm-hmm. It was done when we weren't working. But when we're here and they have those sweeps, we will just about always participate in those. But we have the ability to do that as our regular – work shift mm-hmm. is to do that proactive enforcement, like I said, free from calls for service where we have the time to address.
So you go down the river trail then?
Yeah.
Okay, are you all on bikes or motorcycles? Or?
So it depends. Sometimes we'll be on, we have the all-terrain motorcycle. Sometimes we have the e-bikes, which are pretty neat. They're the electrical-assisted two-wheel bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can actually go, you're still pretty mobile, but you can go a lot farther and faster than you would be able to under your own under your own power with all the gear that we have.
Well, don't worry. Pretty soon we'll all have to have e-bikes here in town. You know, the cars will park someplace else. We'll have e-bikes with little trailers we pull behind them to
pull. With all your stuff in it.
All our stuff in it. You know, the guys you see on the street right now are just, they're ahead of their time, really. I don't know why I'm, you know, I could just see that e-bikes because this is where we're going. This, you know, we're doing away with cars downtown. So you got to get around somehow.
Yeah.
I think about starting an e-bike rental service or something.
Yeah, like I said, I was kind of a little bit skeptical at first, but yeah. once you hop on them and ride them around, they're actually pretty neat, the technology they have nowadays.
Hey, we're here with Sergeant Chris Smirnos, who heads up the Neighborhood Police Unit, and he just explained what the Neighborhood Police Unit does. Is they're not called out to a lot of the things that regular patrol officers are. They concentrate on what's happening in the neighborhoods along the river trail and this. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about some more specifics of the Neighborhood Police Unit. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry, great place to go to buy your jewelry. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar,
At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
We're fighting this one in court.
Yeah.
Anybody heard that? 18 minutes after the hour, it'll be the clock. We're fighting this one. It's a red light camera ticket. We're fighting it. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. I didn't know Bob had turned on
the video. I get grief if I don't have the mic open when you start talking.
You know what, Bob? If you wave until you see my eyes not glaze, but actually focus on you, and then go, okay, I'm turning them on. You know what? I almost described the red light camera. Oh, yeah, me and the FCC be rolling around on the ground now. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're just showing off for our guest. He was thinking, how did I get in here? And I'm going to hold my chief responsible for this. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark has got the people to help you and the knowledge and the expertise. Give her a call at 226-8350 for a free in-home complimentary consultation. Remember, there's no place like home, and that's what Sharon Clark helps your loved ones stay in their home. I'm here with Sergeant Chris Smirnos, who is the OIC of the Neighborhood Police Unit, and we've learned that the Neighborhood Police Unit doesn't handle the same things as your regular patrol officers do.
Correct.
You've got more time to spend in the neighborhoods along the river trail and such.
Correct.
People are so leery
of the river trail about things happening. And yet, I don't think, I think the chief said this, that there hasn't been, it may have been even Paletti before Moore said, there hasn't been an incident since that lady got hit in the head, the 84-year-old lady.
Oh yeah, over by a hilltop there. I mean, personally, I use the river trail. I know my family uses the river trail, and it's not something that I, you know, I know there's certainly anywhere in our community there's going to be less than desirable people hanging out. But as far as the, based on the amount of people that use our river trail versus the incidents that occur, they're very few and far in between. And it's not just the neighborhood police unit, but our regular patrol officers as well. When they have time, I hear them all the time checking out at the parks and the river trail as well. So we have, we put a lot of bodies out there to,
You've also got North State Security out there. Also,
correct.
Going out there to be an extra set of eyes for you.
Just an extra set of eyes and ears, and just making sure our river trail is probably the one of the greatest features that we have in this community. So we want our community to feel safe out there using it.
And, you know, we'll bring this up. We talked to Dave Binda, who is, of course, the business editor in the Record Searchlight, and he had an article on it. And at the end of the next 3 years, the Kutros and the McConnell Foundation's contract lease will be gone. Nothing's being built there now. Nothing will be because it's such a short period of time. But we want to do something with our river trail. And if it's not safe, if people feel like it's not safe, you know, all the things that can happen, you know, good things for Redding along that river.
No, absolutely. And like I said, that's why we certainly do what we can to make it a priority. We were down at the, couple of my guys were down at the Sundial Bridge last weekend. And it's just amazing the amount of people that use our river trail. I think sometimes it's, at least in my mind, it can get kind of put off to the side. But then every time I go down there, like I said, either to go for a jog or ride my bike, I see people all over the place.
Hundreds,
and it's just
hundreds
of people. And it's just such a, I said, it's such a great resource for this community. And like I said, we want to do everything we can to help people feel safe. And sometimes just seeing a police officer on a motorcycle or a bicycle riding by just gives people that, you know,
of course
stop and talk to us and ask us how we're doing, asking what's going on. And so, like I said, I'm unaware of any recent, major incidents going along the river trail that I'd want to discuss today. So,
especially, you know, it may be a couple of people that live, you know, along the river trail.
Sure.
They get into fights, and that's one thing. But a civilian or somebody that's just going along the trail. It's, you know, I hate people not to do things because they're afraid of something. And what happens is that fear leads you to change your life, and it doesn't have to. I mean, I have no problem walking down the river trail. Linda doesn't. She goes with her girlfriends down there. Maybe if you're running in the dark down there with a little headlight on.
Sure. And that being said, I would certainly, there's nothing wrong with taking some common sense precautions. It's always wise when you don't leave your valuables in plain view in the parking lot and make sure you lock your cars. If you are going to go out later in the day, it's always good to have a friend with you, especially if you're going to be in the areas that are, you know, farther away from town. I mean,
those rules go for anywhere.
They kind of go for anywhere, but I would certainly reemphasize that when you're in that area. But
ever since I saw the mountain lion picture overlooking the river trail, is that one on that? I don't know if you ever saw that. It was in that person's on their back porch or on the patio up there overlooking the river trail, and there was a mountain lion. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if it's that close, it could be down another 100 yards closer tomorrow. So it's just everything. You've got to be aware. You've got to be aware walking down streets. We just got back from New York a few weeks ago. I was surprised at how many police I saw in New York.
Yes.
I mean, they were everywhere, and there was National Guard in the subways. Now, I'm not sure it's because, you know, Trump goes back to Trump Towers. Because you go into that place, you can walk into it, but there are two really big police outside with full battle equipment on. In there with their M4s hanging, and then their Secret Service, the uniformed agents,
sure,
and all these other people around. That could be one of the reasons they have so many people there.
I bet, and I think if you look at a city, you know, like New York, it's obviously had its its share of tragedy over the last couple decades, and so I think it, you know, you have to have an abundance of caution when you have that many people that are in that small of an area, and so I know they definitely throw a lot of police resources to, you know, try to ward off those things before they occur again.
Yeah, we rode the subways, went all the, you know, of course you go to all those little tourist places that you do, but we never once felt like, you know, we were in, something was going to happen. But kind of like being in Redding, except it's just so huge.
there.
Sure.
And but then in places in Reading I don't go to.
Yeah, and I think if you look at Reading, too, we certainly have our unique challenges. I mean, we're geographically, the city of Reading is very spread out. We're, you know, 60-some-odd square miles. I mean, for a city of our population, that's a very large area to police. So our resources can get spread very thin very quickly. And, again, that's the benefit of the neighborhood police unit. Is that we're extra bodies, we're free from those patrol calls, and we can address problems as they occur and put the resources that we need to solve problems, not just put a Band-Aid on it and try to, you know, you arrest somebody and take them to jail, that might solve it for a little bit, but, you know, if we can get a problem person evicted out of a house, or if we can, you know, really attack that problem.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, let's talk about that. Say I have a house down at the end of the street, which I don't. At one time we did.
Sure.
But if, through the police and I think the permitting people or whatever comes in there, the people that own that place completely turned it around. And the people who live there now have lived there for a pretty long time. It's a little apartment house down there on off of Placer Street. And it's clean. There's been no problems. But is this something, if we're having a problem with the house, it looks like there's drugs being this. Do we call it? Is that the neighborhood police unit?
Yeah, so what you would do is if you're observing suspicious activity, you're seeing things occurring, the best way to get that to our attention is to actually call our dispatch and report it as it's occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Because we obviously don't have, you know, I have four guys and myself. We don't work 24/7. We're not that type of unit. And so if you report those to our patrol officers, then our patrol officers, if they have a house or a location they feel the neighborhood police unit can help them on, they'll then refer it to us. Or they'll pass that information on, then we'll kind of triage, you know, what we get. And, you know, sometimes it's things that patrol guys can work and they have the time and the resources to do it. We'll sometimes assist them. And sometimes it's a little more involved where NPU, we'll put our full team at it. Kind of depends
on
what it is.
Well, give us an example. Because I know you guys have taken down some real stuff out there.
Correct. So as an example, we've had a trailer in a mobile home park where we were getting constant information from the manager of the mobile home park of constant vehicle foot, bicycle traffic. People were coming for a couple minutes at a time and taking off. We were getting information from our contacts and sources that the occupants of that trailer were both keeping their residence where people would come use drugs and that they were also selling drugs out of that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a patrol officer to attack that problem, you know, with all the calls for service that they have to handle, it would be very difficult. And so what NPU does is, we work that problem through to completion. We gather enough intelligence to where we can write a search warrant. We then go execute that search warrant. We're able to file more complicated cases with our district attorney's office, for example, maintaining a residence for the use of controlled substances. And then we are able to work with the manager of the complex as far as helping guide them or give them the right resources for eviction processes or for getting these problem people out where some of these people might not know the right steps they need to take to get that ball rolling. So not only do we, you know, do the enforcement action, but we try to be a resource. And if it's something that's not really our, you know, like the eviction process is not something the Reading Police Department does, but if we can at least point people in the right direction and get them to where they need to go, then we're, you know, exchanging that information as well.
So do the people in a trailer park, do they own that trailer? And they're just leasing the land that it's on?
It depends. I'm not
sometimes
sure. Sometimes there's the
can you all seize properties?
As far as, like, real estate?
Yeah. Can you seize things? Like, you catch people in a car with drugs that, you know, that are, you know, they're selling drugs?
So, typically, the type of seizure...
Can you take that?
You can, but typically, the type of seizure that we're going to do is more on the asset seizure. So, if we arrest a drug dealer and they have a significant amount of money that we can show is a result of their illicit drug sales, we can then seize that money. It's not just us taking it. There's a whole court process
that goes with it.
So there's,
just give me that $10,000.
Exactly.
In there.
There's some.
Okay, who wants to carry it this time?
Yeah, there's some oversight there, and obviously, you know, it's got to go through the court process and they got to.
Well, wait a minute. What about all these guys that are they're driving around in these super hogback Maseratis because they've seized them from drug dealers?
How do I put this gently? The typical Reading drug dealer is not one that's driving around in
a Maserati
and
a
Ferrari. Yeah,
it's a kid's bike.
It's not quite a
it's a little pink bike he's riding around. Okay,
we're not quite that Miami sophisticated or anything like that. But no, we definitely try to do what we can to deal with the root of the problem more than just, like I said, putting a Band-Aid on it.
Well, that's good. So you go through, you make a good case for it, you know, especially the bigger cases. So what you do is you end the problem in that area. You just don't you know, maybe bring them in for, you know, for an overnight stay, and they're back out doing the same thing again, and then maybe even terrorizing the people in the neighborhood.
Correct. Yeah, we do everything we can to try to actually attack the root of the problem, which oftentimes just takes time. And that's what my MPU officers have versus our patrol guys. They have the time to address those issues.
Yep. Cool. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Chris Smirnos is with us, Sergeant Chris Smirnos, who heads up the Neighborhood Police Unit about the things that they do. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. Whether it's power plants, electric utilities, high schools, or the River Trail, you'll see North State Security out there. Over 100 officers trained. And they're trained officers that are out there, not just somebody walking around your perimeter. These people are trained to de-escalate crises and to make the right decision. This is North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're starting their 50th year this year. Give them a call, 243-0295. They have a program. They can have an officer there in 10 minutes or less. We'll be right back with our Neighborhood Police Unit.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal tastes on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com or give us a call at 530-274-0441. If you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of, Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. Bob waved the flag at me to make sure I was paying attention. Good morning, everybody. It's the 3rd of July. It's the day before the Day of Independence. Tonight, of course, is Anderson Explodes. The fireworks start at 10 o'clock. I think the gates open at 4 p.m. today. There is a possibility, so stay pay attention to the radios and TVs and all these other media ways, is the wind, if it's blowing really hard, they could have to cancel tonight, but there's nothing in there right now of that.
Well, the forecast is not favorable at this time, but it is a forecast.
It's a forecast, and it can change and all this. So right now, hey, come out and join us at 10 o'clock tonight for Anderson Explodes. And, of course, tomorrow, Freedom Festival.
You want to be there way before that, trust me.
Yeah, you want to be there.
As soon as the sun hits the horizon, you've got about 45 minutes to find your spot.
Well, if then, you should be out there earlier. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Sergeant Chris Smirnoff, who is the OIC of the Neighborhood Police Unit. We've learned a whole lot. I've learned a whole lot about the Neighborhood Police Unit. How you specifically, what you all are doing is going after the guys in neighborhoods or areas, you know, river trails to keep places safe. But you can spend more time putting together cases that put people off the street.
Correct. Like I said, our officers have the time to throw the proper amount of resources to fully investigate a case, and we can get charges that would be a lot harder for our patrol guys to get. Our patrol guys often will don't have the time, or they're, you know, they'll respond to the disturbance of the residents. They may arrest one half or the other, but as far as actually getting to the root of that, we'll, you know, contact landlords, work with management, we'll, you know, do what we can to try to resolve the problems at the root.
What's your biggest cases you've been working on? Is it mainly narcotics, or is it other things?
So it's
sex trafficking.
We really do a little bit of everything. Uh-huh. I think that if you really step back and look at, you know, what the issues that affect Reading, kind of like we were talking about before, the chances of getting, you know, randomly violently assaulted as you're walking down the street in our town are not very high. I don't have those statistics in front of me, but it's definitely not a daily occurrence.
It's not a daily occurrence.
Most of our violent crime, it's safe to say, is usually there's a known perpetrator to a known victim. There's some connection or relationship there.
Person got stabbed down in the cut down in South City Park last Thursday.
Yeah,
the whole thing was based on our little group of thugs down there in an argument, one cutting the other one.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that case specifically,
but that's what the paper said.
Yeah, like I said, typically, yeah. Walking down the street with your family, the chances of, you know, those sort of things happening are not
rare.
It is rare. Right. However, in our community, what I think plagues our citizens more often than not is property crime. Having your car broken into, or your car stolen, or your mail stolen and your identity taken, those sorts of things. And so what really drives that type of crime is people that use and abuse drugs that are stealing to feed their habit. And so what we do, I guess you could say, a big part of our what we attack is the drug problem. And typically it revolves around some problem in a neighborhood, because we'll get reports of, like I was telling you before, constant in and out traffic. We have, loud noises, people coming and going all hours of the day and night. And so that's very indicative of a drug house in a neighborhood. And so we'll attack that. We try to look for the people that are supplying drugs to our community and work on those as it relates to a particular problem. We had an issue with drug dealing at one of our city parks recently, and so we attacked that. Like I said, we conduct surveillance and write search warrants and end up working those problems through to completion. But I would say that, you know, while narcotics enforcement is certainly a part of what we do, we have worked sex trafficking in the past. That's usually complaint driven, depending on where that's occurring.
Are you the ones that go to the massage parlors?
Yes. Yep, that's kind of one of our one of the things that we do. And again, it's with those, we really, as we get, you know, complaints of that type of activity occurring, because it kind of can draw some of those same issues. It can draw unwanted people looking for illicit activity into certain neighborhoods, depending on where those businesses are located. Uh-huh. So that's kind of how the neighborhood police unit gets involved in that. And then, like I said, the other big part of what we do is that proactive enforcement, where we just go out and look for
look
for trouble and try to stop crime before it starts.
What you found, it seems like the last few times you all busted people in, you know, for prostitution, it hasn't had anything to do with sex trafficking, though.
It depends. It's the most recent one that we did was a massage parlor up on Lake Boulevard where we're getting reports of illicit activity occurring. Mm-hmm. And so it's one could argue that the people that are working there are being trafficked, but it's very difficult as far as a prosecutable case. Those are very hard to do because the people that are involved in that are often very unwilling to speak to the police or to talk to us about, you know, what's going on.
So when you go to that to be the victim in this thing, do you all like cut cards for that? Or
actually,
is it the junior guy? Oh, no, you're the one that's going in there for the massage. Yeah, it's you, that 65-year-old lady that's going to massage you. Okay.
We draw straws, and whoever gets the short straw, usually.
I'm sorry, Chris.
No, okay.
Because it's just, when you think about it, who goes in there for something like that? Because we have people here wanting to volunteer to help you out.
Sure. I appreciate that. I'll keep you in mind.
Not me. Hey, when we talk about drugs here, drugs being the major problem, Chief Moore talks about it. I mean, you know, Paletti, when he was here, I think almost the first time he was on this show so many years ago, said, we're going to have a heroin problem here. It's already starting, but we're going to have one. And everybody goes, oh, no, it's all meth, Because he saw it coming from the south up. Yeah. And now it's here. We've been fighting this drug war for so long. Do y'all ever feel like you're beating your head against the wall? You can't stop, but...
Yeah, it's certainly a... It can be frustrating because we tend to arrest the same people repeatedly. But it's not... It's not something we're ever going to stop doing because you can't give up the fight. And I think that, like I explained, our property crime, what's more likely to affect, you know, you and me and I can guarantee you, the vast majority of our property crime is fueled by people that are abusing drugs, whether it be heroin or meth or any of those other ones. But
stealing cars. I mean, it's like people, you know, it's like they have their own Uber group here. You know, I mean, they take a car, take it across town. Get out, leave it there, and there's nothing, the car's not damaged. They just steal your car.
What still amazes me, too, is that a decent amount of the vehicle thefts that we receive are people leaving their keys in their car, or they leave their car running because it's hot outside. And it's just, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, in this day and age, it's just not something you can do. We don't, unfortunately, Reading is not, and quite honestly, anywhere for that matter, I wouldn't advocate leaving your house unlocked or leaving your car, open.
Those times are gone.
Those times are gone, and that's just, like I said, that's not just here in Reading. That's just, I think, anywhere you go.
And I think it's important, Chris. I'm glad you brought that up. We've traveled, had the ability to travel up and down the coast and British Columbia and all this. The problems we face here are no different. In fact, or less, I would say, than you have in a very rich city like Seattle, a very rich city like Los Angeles, a very rich city like San Francisco, San Diego.
Yep.
I mean, they have problems that are just insurmountable for them down there in those huge cities with all that money. We haven't gotten to that point. And I know that one of the reasons we won't get it there, or I hope, is that we keep fighting and we don't give up.
Yeah, and we're not going to give up. Yeah. I know it's frustrating with some of the changes in state law as far as the accountability and what, they reclassified a lot of our different crimes. And
AB 109, somebody should just slap somebody over that. I mean, do you feel like going down there and just slapping the governor? Okay. I don't mean kind of like literally. Well, I do. But you figuratively, how can you sign something just because you want to empty the jails that is going to have such a huge impact on the people you're supposed to be protecting?
The thing that I guess that gets me the most about some of these the laws that have been passed is that we're putting a lot of emphasis on the offenders. We're putting a lot of emphasis on the rights of the people that are committing these crimes. What about the crime victims? What about the people that these folks have victimized that's caused them to be in their present situation? I think that gets lost in the translation. And for me, that's the hard part. When you have, when you work a case and you have a legitimate victim and you have to tell them, hey, I'm sorry that your car got stolen. We recovered it, hopefully intact with all your property, but the person responsible for this is not, they're going to be out in the streets in probably most likely a couple hours. I mean, that's a hard thing to tell somebody. Whereas, in Reading, a car theft is unfortunately relatively common, but for you, or for anybody else,
or for you, there's police out there getting hit by this too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a big deal to have your car stolen or to have your property
and nothing
violated.
Nothing is going to happen to the people. Now, I know that must be obnoxious to you. It must be, because here you guys, because you never know when the guy's going to pull a gun, you know, because that happens.
Yep.
Okay, so you put him in jail for an hour. You know, here I am, I've lost my car, you know, my stuff, I've had my car gone, you know, my Wham tapes, all that kind of stuff, gone.
The 8-track,
to get that 8-track back. Try to find that 8-track back. No, it doesn't happen. And so, but nothing happens to the guy. Nothing happens to the guy, and where's my Wham tape? Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I know you're going to go on a break here real quick, so I won't get
take your time,
Bob gray hair.
Take your time.
I just wanted to ask the Sarge, number one, how important is ICE to the organization? And number two, is that what the people that I'm not hearing from, is law enforcement supporting, you know, this action to get rid of ICE? I don't hear law enforcement supporting them and saying they're a valuable entity to our organization, and here's why. I think they get a lot of, they're getting confused between Border Patrol and ICE, but I'd just like to hear from, you know, one of the guys on the street how important ICE is, and I'll listen to my answer off the air.
Thank you so much, Ruth.
Well, I think that from where I sit, it's not something, you know, when I worked down in Santa Maria, we definitely had a very high population of illegal immigrants that were in that community, and so I know our interactions with, I think back then it was even INS, was definitely a lot more than it is here. But that was also, you know, 15 years ago. So things, I'm sure, are probably different down there. I know it's definitely not something, at least in NPU, that's not something we work with them on a day-to-day basis. I mean, there's been a lot of changes in state law that kind of preclude, you know, direct contact with them anyways. But as far as, like, how they function and how they interact with us daily, it's certainly not something that, you know, that, like I said, they're not a daily part of our enforcement efforts. That being said, I'm not going to, as far as to their importance or to their, you know, their worth, you know, they're definitely a federal law enforcement entity, and I don't think it's my place to, you know, kind of take a side either way. That's up to the
powers to be. I think if you want to change ICE, fine, change the name back to Immigration's Naturalization, but do the same thing. The problem, you know, what I see is that they're that first line of defense, or the second line right after the Border Patrol, that holds maybe some of the other people out. Unfortunately, we have so many people coming across this border that people, you know, if we're either going to either enforce our borders. And this is just the way I feel. I'm not going to put you on the spot here, Chris, because you're wearing the blue, and you're, you know, when you say something, you represent the officers or the whole thing here. But if we don't control our borders, we're not a nation. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And if we want this open borders thing, or people want to do away with ICE, but they don't have an idea what's going to take their place, I find this just ridiculous and stupid on their part, Senator Warren and everybody else that says things like this. And I'll be glad to call in. Senator, sit right there. Be more than happy to debate you on anything. But now we're going to take a break. We're here with Sergeant Chris Smirnos, who heads up the Neighborhood Police Unit and has explained to us what the Neighborhood Police Unit does that takes more time, that's going to bust crime in your neighborhood. And but you've got to call it in, and that's one of the questions that we're going to get to as soon as we get back.
Yep.
Carl and Linda Bott, it is like 12 minutes till the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 79 degrees, going up to 97 today. And make sure that, one, you don't leave your dogs in the car or anything else in the car that you don't want to lose. We'll be right back.
Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460, of course, to the Marine Corps M.
Had to round out with that.
Of course. Hey, tomorrow is going to be a best of show because it's Independence Day, so everybody's got independence from coming here tomorrow morning. Except that Bob's going to be in here working on the new studios because he chooses to be. Because tell him why, Bob.
Well,
no, tell him the real reason.
Meaning no disrespect, sir, but every time I go in there to do something, that three people hit the door going, hey, Bob, while you're here, can you, ... And when you're trying to do this wiring, and there are, let's say, meters and meters and meters of wire that go into this project, you don't want to stop and start and stop and start because you get lost.
I got it. Okay, I got you. Well, that's true. You know what? We all have like six jobs in here, so... Well, I don't. Okay. Hey, we're here with Sergeant Chris Schmirnos, who is heads up the neighborhood police unit. Now, the question was, Chris, how do people report crime? They shouldn't just call you directly.
Yeah. So the best way, again, to get things on our radar is to still report them to our through our normal channels. You can contact our 24-hour non-emergency number at 225-4200 if it's an emergency 911. And then typically most of the referrals that we get are via our patrol officers because they're the guys that are the boots to the ground that are responding to these locations day in, 24/7, you know, day out. And so they, as they identify those problem locations in the areas that they work, they'll get a hold of me And then I'll kind of distribute out to my NPU officers, and we'll figure out the best way to attack a problem. So
now, if I take photos, but you know, not danger or anything, but I, you know, if I take photos of the residents and different people mm-hmm. coming in and say, okay, here's the time frames and all this, and send it, that doesn't hurt either.
No, not at all. I think one of the best resources that's available as well is our Neighborhood Watch program.
Yeah.
We have our volunteer, Terry Moravec, who does a fantastic job coordinating all of our Neighborhood Watch activities. And that's if that's something that, you know, you wanted to set up in your neighborhood, she would set up organize a meeting. There's plenty of information and handouts that she can give. And she actually discusses how to gather information safely to pass it on to NPU or to our drug task force or these other entities that are out there to work on those problems.
And if you want that, you can just have to, again, call that 4200 number.
Yeah, call 4200. Let them know you want neighborhood watching.
On our street, we have the Chestnut Street Girls Gang of all the wives that get out there mean.
That sounds
pretty, they confront people.
Pretty hardcore,
they give them the shoulder. They give them the shoulder.
They have shoulders and know how to use them.
Right. They give them the shoulder.
And dirty looks.
And most of them are armed. Okay, some of the things you brought to are some statistics from the neighborhood police unit. Can we hit on those before we get to the end here?
Yeah, and this is just something I wanted to kind of highlight to show the effectiveness when you know, our guys have, like I said, have that time to be proactive and free from regular radio calls. Since NPU was established a couple years ago, we've made about 7,000 contacts. And so that's just through our proactive activities whenever we stop a car or if we go check out with somebody or if we're serving a search warrant, anytime we contact somebody in a proactive capacity, we count that. So we've had 7,000 proactive contacts. Of those, over 1,000 of the contacts have been somebody that's on probation.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we try our hardest for those that are going to be your repeat customers to try to hold them accountable and
I think it's important. When you say proactive, again, most times you call a patrol or a patrol guy shows up, that's a reactive.
Correct, yes.
And proactive means
you're actually out there looking for
Looking for trouble
looking
before
for things,
it starts.
Correct. Or trying to stop crime before it happens. Reactive is when you get a call and we're responding.
And
out
this
there.
Is what's so important about the neighborhood police unit. Okay. 7,000 proactive stops, 1,000 of them on probation.
Correct.
What are some more stuff you got?
Based on, let's see here, we've seized 69 illegally possessed firearms. So that's 69 guns that are off the street that would otherwise be in the hands of criminals. So that's, mind, that's a huge statistic for us. The other, you know, we were kind of talking about the drug side of it a little bit ago. NPU seized over 10 pounds of methamphetamine, over 10 pounds of heroin, and over 130 pounds of marijuana that was illegally possessed through our course.
Right.
When you total out the top three of those, as far as street value, that's over $450,000 of illegal drugs that were NPU has taken off our streets.
Gosh, I thought that heroin would be worth more than that, but
heroin, yeah, it's definitely its popularity, it's come down in price, especially from, you know, 15 years ago where it was.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But, you know, to think about how much that has disrupted.
10 pounds, so that's a lot. That's a lot. But you're right. Heroin has been the big disruptor, hasn't it, since that's it here? This is where the stolen stuff, the property crimes, has just exploded.
Right. Heroin, it's a, you know, without going too far down the rabbit hole, it's a very addictive drug. And to the point where for somebody that's using heroin, the most important thing in their life is how are they going to get their next fix.
Right.
More important, becomes more important than your job and your family. And, I mean, I've seen people straight up walk away from their kids to go use heroin because to them that drug is the most important thing. So it's that powerful and it's that addictive.
It covers all the economic.
All walks of life.
All walks of life.
Yep. Yep.
Doctors, lawyers, and then your derelicts down on the river.
I've never met anybody that, you know, woke up one day and said, hey, I really want to be a heroin addict, and that's how they got there. A lot of them start with
marijuana.
Marijuana or pills, and it leads into
the
opiate, this.
The opiates really, you know, you can go back if you just had 10 years ago when they started this opiate thing.
We could go down the rabbit hole and talk about OxyContin and how that, the formula changing and all these other things that have occurred, but I don't.
Formula changed to make it more.
No, so the OxyContin was being abused. They changed the formula so it was harder to abuse the pills. A lot of the people that were hooked on Oxys switched over to heroin because it's similar, you know, similar effects. So, anyways, like I said, we could talk for quite a while about that.
Hey, we're here with Sergeant Chris Smirnos, who heads up the Neighborhood Police Unit. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
We're finished here. And I know we could probably talk another hour easily. Chris, tell all your people out there how much they're appreciated, please, and let them know how much the 99% of the town feels.
I will, Carl. Thanks for having me, and I'll be... Absolutely. Anytime you want me back, be more happy to come back.
Great. Hey, tomorrow, again, like I said, it's a day of independence, so we're going to be running the best of tomorrow, except for Bob who'll be and Ashley who'll be in here stringing wire. Remember, Anderson explodes tonight. Starts at 10 p.m., but get there early, get a seat. And tomorrow, of course, the Freedom Festival. Again, the fireworks start at 10, but get there early and have a great time. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.